I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Leading off with the Rockets today, because that was a big win last night in Los Angeles against the Clippers. The Rockets trailing late in the game by 6 with about 4.5 minutes to go. We've seen Clipper meltdowns late in games before.
Have we?
It's been a little while. Against the Rockets.
I
think the only one still
James
left.
James Harden didn't play much of a part of that one.
I know, and I think he's the only one still left from both teams that were in that game.
Rally everybody up and be like, hey, guys, let me tell you a story about a time. I watched this game. I had a better seat than anybody in the house.
I watched Corey Brewer and Josh Smith lead us back in an important playoff game. Yeah, that was cool last night as we welcome you in on a football Friday, ironically leading off with a little basketball. We'll get to some football in the open. Sean Pendergast alongside Seth Payne. Great to be with all of you. As we are on the eve of the Texans and the Bucks tomorrow. A reminder, it is a Saturday game this week. Yeah, so we'll...
And it's a good Saturday lineup, too. Yeah, right after the Texans, you got Bills Patriots.
Yeah, and you got the Rams and the Niners a little later on, NFC West action. So that'll be cool. Cool triple header tomorrow. Rockets last night, they come back, they beat the Clippers. Seth, I will admit, I went to bed at halftime because I'm thinking, all right, they're down by double digits. They're on the road against not just one of the best teams in the NBA, but one of the best home teams in the NBA. The Clippers up to that point were 14-1 up until last night. They were 14-1 at home, and the Rockets came back to win. It was a game that got me very excited about Russell Westbrook beginning to find his stride as a Houston Rocket.
Yes.
We're beginning to find the mix here, Seth. I'm feeling something here.
This is what I do when I do that, though. I get excited about the drives. I get excited about that electricity. I don't get excited when he hits a step back, almost three.
No.
I just, all right, Russ, whatever. That's cool that it went in, but let's not make a habit of this.
There's seven more of those coming.
Your step back almost three is, it's great that it went in, but
stop deceiving yourself, Russ.
My favorite play last night was the Capella lob to McLemore.
Yeah, little role reversal.
The little touch. Just give him time. By the time Capella's 34 or so, he'll have Hakeem-like touch around the rim.
He will?
Yeah.
And he's
going
to be dishing. He'll be the centerpiece of the
offense.
Dishing alley-oops to guards and forwards.
He's going to be one of those .5s. Yeah. How about that? What if all of a sudden, 1 year Capella, instead of guys, you know, sometimes guys come back and they gain 15 pounds. You're like, oh, did he roid up or something? I'd love to see Capella come back and all of a sudden just have a mad handle.
Can you imagine, you hear these rumors, during the summertime, so-and-so has been working on this, and then you wait to see what it looks like, and it, whatever it may be, unless you're James Harden, it doesn't often really translate. That would be funny if there were rumors. Clint Capella's really been working on his crossover during the summertime.
He shoots a lot of three. I mean, he works on his outside shot.
He does.
You've seen it with his free throw shooting. Yeah. You know, the kid's put in his work.
If you go to a Rocket game early, Clint Capella is always out there shooting elbow jumpers. That is very true. Now, the last thing I want Clint Capella doing right now is shooting open jumpers. But this game last night, Seth, this was regular season wins are what they are. It's an 82-game season. It's a long season. But this was a Clipper team that had its full complement of everybody playing last night. There was no resting of anybody. There was no load management going on with Kawhi Leonard. Paul George was out there. Both were playing well in the first half. And that's of all the regular season matchups, I would say in the NBA, where there might be a little extra juice in the matchup based on the two rosters, Clippers and Rockets, I'd have to go through the rest of the league. You know, I would imagine there's a little something when Miami plays the Lakers because of LeBron. You know, so much player movement nowadays. There are probably a lot of matchups where there's a little extra sizzle on it because so-and-so is now playing for this team. You know, when KD comes back finally and Brooklyn plays Golden State or Oklahoma City, there will be some extra juice in those games. I would imagine when the Nets play the Celtics with Kyrie Irving that there's some extra juice because of how Celtic fans feel about Kyrie Irving. These Clipper Rocket matchups because of two things. One, all of those former Rockets that are on the Clippers through the Chris Paul trades and the various transactions, it's weird. It's like watching a reunion every time you watch the Clippers. And then the fact that you watched last night, and this dawned on me at the very end of the game when Paul George and Russell Westbrook were hugging each other right after the final bucket. Those are the The Kawhi Leonard, those are two of the guys who were involved in maybe the most massive ripple effect this offseason. When Kawhi Leonard said, I'll go to the Clippers, but only if you go get me Paul George, that's the move that led to Russell Westbrook being a Houston Rocket, in a way. So that was so.
I mean, it was exactly that move.
Yeah,
Westbrook said, "Hey, all right, I want out," and Oklahoma City said, "What are we going to do? Hang on to him for no good reason?"
Yeah,
and off he went.
So as far as December 19th matchups in the regular season go, Clippers Rockets are there's plenty of storylines.
It was funny because right before the show, I wanted to look something up. I was looking up on the play by play, and then I could tell everybody pay attention when I speak today because it might be an interesting one. I'm going through the I don't know if the brain's fired up yet. I'm going through the play by play and I'm looking at this like Montrezl Harrell dunk, and I stared at it for a good 5 seconds. I was like, why did the score not change for the Rockets? Why are the Rockets stuck at 1-3? And I looked up.
Oh, it's going to be that kind of day.
I looked up the play-by-play, and I looked down. I'm like, why didn't I not credit him for a dunk? I started thinking it was another one of these Spurs situations, and I thought, oh boy, we got another controversy on our hands.
Your brain was telling you that Montrezl Harrell was still a Houston
Rocket. Yeah.
It gets a little confusing.
Which is fine. You're like, okay, lesson learned. 3 seconds later, I'm looking at like, wait, Beverly scored, but there's no, they didn't credit the Rockets. But that's the kind of game it
there's
is.
There's a rave party going on inside your brain this morning. Like, there's
just one big weird Rockets, Clippers.
Yeah, melange.
I got to be careful. The kids are not in school yet. Yeah. It's kinky.
You were going to use the O word, weren't you?
Yeah. It's kinky stuff. Like, all this just swapping people.
Big swingers party. Yeah. But good win. Good win last night for the Rockets. And great game for Russell Westbrook. Seth, I'm liking the Westbrook that I'm seeing.
I like
right
Westbrook.
Now.
You know, the other thing, too, is, okay, so the Rockets, I think, are about 15th or 16th in defensive rating right now, which, you know, obviously.
The meaty part of the curve.
What's that? Yeah.
Not getting too far ahead, not falling too far behind.
Not too great, not too shabby.
Don't want to set expectations too high.
But I was thinking about that last night because the Clippers went on a 20-4 run.
Yeah.
When the Rockets got up to 103, they were up 103-93 or so. And. It all, at least with the Rockets, part of it is, it's, you know, with the Texans, we get upset because they're seemingly so inconsistent from game to game. The Rockets, it's both a blessing and a curse. They're inconsistent within basketball games.
Yeah.
The point where they have these defensive lapses and they look just completely checked out. At least part of that, and you always have to remember this with the Rockets, is that part of it is that because they shoot so many threes, a lot of times their defensive lapses are coupled with going cold from three.
Yep.
So the swings can be just massive. It feels worse than it is a lot of times. And I think that's where I try to remind myself when I get upset with the runs that other teams go on, that's just part of the Rockets' DNA. It's not necessarily that they're lazy or they don't care or anything. They just – now there are times where it looks like defense.
There are times where it looks like they're lazy.
Like,
okay.
Not getting back on defense is a classic sign of just not giving a damn. But it looks worse with the Rockets because of their cold stretches.
It does. Look, as far as regular season wins go, that's one that's going to get me excited about the potential for this team. And they'll probably do three more things in between now and New Year's to make me feel the other way.
Yeah.
But damn it, we're 10 hours removed from, not even, God, like 6 hours removed. Man, you and I don't get much sleep, man.
We're like six hours removed
from the Rockets closing this thing out.
My Fitbit tracks my sleep, and I was all excited because I looked at it the other day, and I was like, ooh, I got 5.5 hours, but my sleep score was in 91. I slept well.
Ooh,
I slept solid.
Out of
100? Yeah, because you're so chronically sleep deprived that you're just out like a rock.
Yeah.
You know what I did last night is I took some CBD before I went to bed, and I think that's why my brain's a little woozy
right
now. The CBD and then not enough sleep on top.
Did it overall help you, though, do you think?
I think it does. I think it I feel like my body aches and pains are a little muted.
Yeah.
Which is probably for the best. I've got a torn meniscus. Did I tell you that? I've got a torn meniscus. I went and saw Dr. Lowe, the Texans doctor.
It was, yes.
Yeah. Did I tell you on air?
You on air?
Yeah.
In
I
the post-show meeting?
I know I've told you before. Like, when you... The other day, like, yeah, when
theater
you asked
mind.
Seth, why are you limping around like a... Like a horse that's about to be shot.
Yeah
we talked about it.
We did.
I don't think our listeners know that I have a torn meniscus.
Well, you told the story on air about going and seeing Dr. Lowe.
Oh, that's
because
right.
Because you were very proud of the fact that they bumped you to the front of the line.
Yeah. I got treated.
You still
like
got some NFL privilege.
They gave me the Texans treatment.
Yeah,
the
as
guy.
They should.
Yeah, they said, look, we're doing like we did when you were a player. We're just going to treat you like a.
You're the greatest nose tackle in the history of the team, especially as they continue to play DJ Reader at defensive end.
They snuck me in between. Yeah, that's right. Sometimes.
That's what
I'm banking on. The 10% of snaps that he plays at defensive end.
That's how this show chooses to look at it.
I'm like, well, he's not a pure nose tackle.
Nope, not like you, baby. Not like you.
You know what's interesting, though, is because they do the Texans do spend a lot of time in 4-3 looks. You know, Brandon Scarlett's been an off the ball linebacker a lot of times, and without getting too complicated, they look like a 4-3 a lot of times, and then DJ Reader is more like a 3 technique or a classic, you know, 4-3 defensive tackle.
Okay, so this is a good segue.
So again. Not a pure nose tackle.
Okay. So now here, this is a good segue, actually, into the other thing I wanted to drop into the open here, because we have Ross Tucker going to join us in the next segment. The other thing that got everybody all fired up on Twitter yesterday was J.J. Watt tweeting out the highest-graded edge rusher Pro Football Focus scores, where his brother T.J. Watt is the leader right now. He has a 91 score for Pro Football Focus. We don't need to dig into what comprises that score. Just know that J.J. Watt is tied for third, so he's behind his brother. Mm-hmm. So J.J. tweets, well, this is unfortunate, and he, you know, somewhat sarcastically. And then he follows up a tweet where he says, it's not over, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Kind of implying that he could be back. So my question to you is,
excited about that. You know, just underwear's soiled over that.
Are you the one guy in town, Seth, who doesn't want to see J.J. Watt come back? Because that means DJ Reader would bump back to being a pure nose tackle.
Well, no, he wouldn't. That's because DJ will go out and play end just depending on what the game plan is and whatever. No, obviously we're joking about all that.
Yeah.
You know what?
But this J.J. tweet got everybody hot and bothered.
I don't want to let myself get too optimistic about J.J. coming back. I think it would be, unless they've got some brand new procedure they've used in some kind of stem cell therapy or something. But he's focused on it, and that's how I interpreted it when Bill O'Brien talked about it the other day. He sounded almost like all of us do when we talk about J.J. now, because we've learned over the years, when we've said, well, you can't expect him to be the same when he comes back from this injury, and then he comes back and has more sacks. Or even after, well, you can't expect a defensive lineman, an interior lineman, or a 3-4 defensive end to have more than 15 sacks every year. Then he comes back and he does it. So everybody knows now when you talk about J.J. not to count him out. So I think that J.J. probably has this goal, and Bill O'Brien doesn't want to be the guy that's up there saying, like, nope, not going
to
happen.
This is but for him to tweet this, though, is putting it out there. Like, JJ's feel like if Clowney had done this, like, in his second or third year, like, Bill O'Brien would be pulling him into his office to say, hey, man, don't be putting stuff out there that can allude to anything medical.
It's a distraction or something.
I don't know that it's a distraction.
Well,
I think
that's what they would say back in the day. That's the classic treatment about that.
Yeah, but that's, like, This is JJ getting everybody pretty excited about something here. Like, this is a tweet. This isn't him saying it to a teammate who's telling somebody who said it to somebody else. This is a tweet.
JJ's gotten a lot looser on Twitter over the last couple of years. Like, he's become less, hey, motivational commercial, and more just, hey, I'm a guy.
Regular
dude.
He's
just having fun. He's laid back a lot more. He's relaxed a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've noticed he's really put a lot of focus on his brothers. Even before he got injured, he's trying to prop Derek Watt up and everything for Pro Bowl voting for special teams.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I really respect any athlete these days that can stay out there on social media, because when he says, well, this is unfortunate, and he's just obviously making a joke about pinning himself versus T.J. Watt.
Sure.
The multitudes and multitudes of responses from various people that want to jump into the actual serious debate about who's better. Like, JJ, okay, JJ, let me make a point, though, about why TJ's better than you. Just shut up.
Yeah, no kidding. The worst.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.